cities and states across the U.S. are trying different ways to create affordable homes. It's not easy, but it is essential. The massive housing shortage in this country has sent prices sky high. NPR's Jennifer Ludden takes us to a county in Maryland that's become a model for a new kind of public housing.
In front of a large dirt and gravel lot where a tower crane looms, housing officials in hard hats line up for a photo.
Can I get you to slide over, sir? Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
There's no actual ground broken, but each person holds a shovel decorated with a brightly colored bow.
All right. We're starting here. Everybody looking. We're super happy. This is a great day.
And that's the kickoff for construction of Hill and Dale Gateway. 463 new apartments, publicly developed and publicly owned by Montgomery County, Maryland. This wealthy area outside Washington, D.C., has not built nearly enough affordable housing to keep up with demand, and the gap is growing. So a few years ago, it took an unusual step. It created a $100 million revolving fund to dramatically ramp up its own construction. Zachary Marks is with the county's Housing Opportunities Commission.
Instead of waiting for Congress to give us a whole bunch more money, which I'm sure is right around the corner, that you don't have to wait for that. You can go.
Yes, he was kidding there. Congress has moved away from funding public housing for decades. And sure, there are federal programs that help the private market build lower-cost apartments, but
we're using them all up every year, and it's not enough.
Now, by financing its own construction, Marks says the county doesn't have to rely on private investors either. Plus, and this is key, unlike traditional public housing, these apartments are mixed income. Chelsea Andrews heads the county's housing commission.
The people who will be living here are my seniors, my kids, my middle-aged adults, the workforce.
The market rate rents paid by some will let others pay less.
This is a community that will be inclusive on all economic levels, but also in terms of our diverse community. So this is going to be a wonderful place to call home.
This is the second project financed by the county's fund. The first apartments opened last year, a half hour's drive away.
That was bad.
Christina Cooley plays ping pong in the courtyard of the Laureate, where chairs are arranged around fire pits. There's a full gym, a pet washing room, and a pool. Cooley says she immediately noticed the pool has a lift at one corner to lower people with a disability safely into the water.
When I saw that, I was like, what? It was made for me.
Upstairs in her one-bedroom apartment, Cooley explains she has traumatic brain injury and the left side of her body is paralyzed.
Living here has changed my life.
She works part-time as a teacher's aide, but her main income is from disability. In this building, 30% of the units have below-market rents, and in this pricey area, people who make up to $50,000 and $60,000 a year and more can qualify for them. Cooley loves living here.
It's definitely a better quality of people, and that's, for me, it makes a big difference. Everybody here has been nice.
There's been a lot of uptake and interest for this model from jurisdictions of all shapes and sizes around the country.
Paul Williams founded the Center for Public Enterprise to push for more development like this using public financing at the local level. Atlanta just closed the first deal with its housing production fund. Williams says Chicago and Chattanooga may be next. These mixed-income projects are profitable, he says, and they don't use up other scarce federal funding. But Jenny Schutz at the Brookings Institution says not every place can take on this kind of financing.
So Montgomery County is big. It's wealthy. They have phenomenally competent and experienced staff. These are all really unusual characteristics for most local governments across the U.S.
Williams sees an answer for that. Maryland just created a state housing fund to help other counties, and a new bill in Congress would do the same, using federal money to help cities create more affordable housing. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.